Ellie's been ready the whole time.
The whole time. Hit the button.
What do you think I pressed before I said the whole time?
Okay. I should have realized that. I really should have realized that. Hi, welcome to Griff's Wars. This is Beth, and I'm GMing for Crash and Ellie and Eo. And does someone else want to do what happened last time, or shall I?
Well, as I recall, I was a fabulous help in finding out what happened in the train depot, and then, well, oh, we were going to ride a bus, but then we took a taxi instead.
Much less trouble.
And we found all the Alderanian honey brandy and rescued the kids and captured the perpetrators. Ran was awesome, as usual. Telekinesis othered many things and a few opponents.
Including Sen.
Now that one's true.
I failed to break into a camera. I also succeeded in breaking into some cameras. Mm-hmm. But we very much, the pair of us, did spend a bunch of time trying to get into a camera while Antuxa was actually advancing the plot usefully.
And you built
the camera. It's not your fault, dear. The camera had a green circle on it.
So that's what that means. Mental note, next time we find a green camera, or a camera with a green circle on it, rather, crush on sight.
I'll keep that in mind. And then you took the taxi to all the places where the bus was stopping, until you found a bus stop that you noted had a small toy near it, just lying on the ground, unnoticed. And then Antuxa started using force sense?
Yes, and sense disturbance, but I didn't get anything off that.
Right. Indeed, you didn't. Yes, Tremor in the Force, the Antuxa version of it, because Antuxa has an interesting thematic name for all of her abilities.
As she should.
I have some interesting thematic names, inspired by Antuxa making interesting thematic names.
Yes, you have Yeet.
Yes.
I believe your Force Lightning is, why do I have this?
That's a paraphrase version of that, yes. And that's when we discovered an interesting bug in naming abilities and making it so that it no longer works in Foundry.
Yeah, if you use a question mark that in the name, that will frots it up.
Yes, like using an apostrophe in your name is the equivalent of naming yourself Bobby Drop Tables.
Mm-hmm. Yep, as we found out with poor Sen.
Except it's Sen drop dice, because it was affecting dice rolls specifically.
Yep.
For Antuxa and no one else.
That's just weird.
Well, it was affecting it for me also in that I couldn't see your rolls.
Right. I can see them, but I'm the GM,
so... Wasn't it making Antuxa not able to see Antuxa's rolls?
Antuxa could no longer roll dice.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, that's the problem.
In that regard, yes.
You can't see rolls you can't make.
Lesson learned. You fail to see 100% of the rolls you can't make.
Anyway, now you know how to frots up... Foundry in new and interesting ways, everyone.
Enjoy. I'm going to name my next character, apostrophe, question mark, apostrophe, question mark, apostrophe.
I'm going to make you spell those out. Anyway, you people sauntered down the street with various... it's not the greatest neighborhood. There were some people out and about. Most of them saw you. They saw Antuxa, who is not dressed like an apprentice. She is dressed in... fancy outfits, like, well, I mean, this is a holiday coming up, so she's dressed fancy. The other two of you are dressed more like apprentices. Everyone assumes that this is a lord and a couple of apprentices somehow slumming. A lot of people bowed. A lot of people faded away. You got to a place where Antuxa sensed the child, because she got such a good roll on her psychometry earlier, is in this area. There was... it basically looks like a repair garage for hover carts, speeder carts, really. And I wrote descriptions for all of these rooms, and if you don't mind, I'd like to read it. Can I read it, please?
By all means.
The GM gets to read what the GM has created. Yes.
Okay. Room 1, a repair bay currently occupied by 3, quote, speeder carts, unquote. Speeders hooked up to carts that can carry tools and like 2 to 7 passengers, depending on how much gear is in with them as well. This includes the pilot of the speeder. The one closest to the roll-up metal door is unhooked from its cart, and the engine is fairly disassembled, with a diagnostic laptop and assorted tools and parts spread out on the ground beside it. The other two are in reasonable working order, but have not gotten their maintenance yet. A set of 5 humanoid repair droids stands silently at the north wall, powered down, and an assortment of droid parts are in the northwest corner. Assorted cabinets and workbenches line the wall. I like assorted too much, oh well. With tools and parts atop many of them. There's a door in the far east wall. The floor is weathered and slightly cracked duracrete, stained by years, perhaps decades, of oil and coolant fluids. A few humans loiter around, occasionally putting away tools and gossiping about some kind of sports event. Probably Hutball. And Ran, as I recall, after Antuxa invisibly is wandering around this place, Ran strolled in and said, what was it again, Ran?
Hello, everyone. I'm here looking for a friend.
And the two humans in there looked at each other, and one said, he didn't say to anyone was coming, my lord. He didn't tell us.
Of course not. My appearances are usually unannounced.
Sorry, my lord, he didn't
except for tax
tell us.
Then it's by appointment only.
Tax?
Oh, my day job, I work as an accountant for the Sphere of Logistics.
Yes, my lord, we thought we paid our tax.
I'm not here about that. Don't worry about that at all. You are, in regards to taxes, you're nowhere near my radar.
Yes, my lord. We just work here, my lord. We just work here.
And I'm sure you do. By the way, quick wondering, does Ran have any abilities he might be able to roll to see if they're doing a decent job?
Oh, decent job of what?
Mechanical aptitude, diagnostics and repair, stuff like that. Let's see, computer hacking, computer operation, computer
send
programming.
Us.
What's that?
Send us.
Yeah, Send would be the one who could probably tell if they were bad at what they're doing or not.
Okay. Well, I wanted to try to work some things I've observed into the conversation to go with my chummy reaction with others thing from my character. Merchant. Just rock your,
I do want to inspect the speeder while he's talking, though.
Ah, wonderful. I will continue to be the distraction. That seems to be my lot in life. I'm okay with this. If things go south, that's the direction I will throw things.
I thought you threw things north. Well,
that
up
too.
Anyway. Skill, you could roll a mechanical aptitude perception, or mechanical aptitude perception based.
I will do that then.
Just to see how happy the, made by 7. Let me just make a private GM roll here. See how well they have been doing on this. It's targeted at you and therefore making you do it. Can I expose that? No, Ellie, don't privately roll your dice. You're still in GM mode, and I can't see it despite being the GM. So, Sen, you made your mechanical aptitude perceptive by 7?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they are... The work is not going quickly or efficiently on this thing. The tools that are around include a basically laptop computer and what's the right word? It's showing instructions on how to perform maintenance on these things. And I mean, they're not doing it awfully. These things are not, these are sturdy speeder bikes. They don't go ultra fast. They don't go ultra high. These are clearly,
they've looked up directions for how to mod these with aftermarket parts on the Star Wars equivalent of Reddit.
I mean, it's Space more like Reddit. The you know, you fix it or something would be better. But yeah, it looks like they're performing maintenance by reading the instructions and doing what the instructions say. And they haven't broken anything, but wow, it's probably taking them like 3 hours to do what is probably about a 30-minute job. Yeah, it's in the art speeder bike maintenance.
Yeah. I was going to read that out when Ellie typed it and you
read it. Yeah.
Zen and the Art of Speeder Bike Maintenance. Oh, that's a classic. Why, I haven't seen one of these in quite some time. Anyway, I'm sure you're doing a fantastic job. I'm not even here.
They're not.
Yes, well, you're the one with the aptitude to make that determination. I am not.
They flinch. They flinch at Zen.
And
Zen, where did
for the record, we're not here about that either. You don't need to worry about any of that. We are looking for a friend who we're actually a little worried about.
You're worried about him, my lord? Oh no, Sen, what are you... Okay, you almost...
What did Sen almost do?
Sen made a control roll to avoid being a sadistic little syphilit.
I have not seen any rolls appear since 29 minutes ago. I'm going to reload Foundry.
Good idea. That's because when Sen is rolling dice, Sen's dice... Oh, I did it, I think. Well, 20 minutes ago wouldn't have done that. Okay, what happened?
I see rolled the dice roll now.
Okay.
Reloading the page made all the rolls show up. I see... Well, all the rolls show up with the exception of the ones that are rolled privately. I'm just gonna... Because I know Beth likes when people roll privately. I'm just gonna put a bunch of those in. There we go. Anyway.
Yeah, I think... Okay, that's fixed.
So, it is possible that we're not referring to the same person, and that's okay. But I do wish to add some clarification so that we're all on the same page.
And yes, my lord.
I'm going to give them the description of the person who, and Tuxa has told us has been leaving. Actually, no, I've seen them in video, haven't I?
You've seen little cloaked figures. In videos.
I'm going to describe them as much as I've seen of them. So, about yay high, wearing a cloak.
No Jawas around here, my lord. What? Okay. Ran and Sen, if you're paying attention, and you're right there also, Antuxa. So, roll IQ minus 3. You're all Sith. You get an empathic vibes ability if you are extending it at people.
IQ or perception?
Her, probably.
Okay.
Alas, and Tuxa has failed it.
If it's perception, then I make it.
Okay. Yeah, it probably should be per. I have it as IQ, but it probably really should be per. Per.
So I admit I was wandering over here because I think I recognize these things.
Those are just droids. That is the only thing I have that makes a good humanoid droid.
Okay. They look to me like the droids from the...
They are, in fact, an extremely similar make of repair droid. You can examine them and determine whether you think they're, like, from the same location if you desire.
My character sheet is not letting me roll properly by clicking on IQ like I want to, so...
I see you rolling on by IQ.
Oh, okay, because I haven't been seeing any of my own rolls show up.
The Criff. I didn't do it this time. I didn't do it.
I didn't do it either. I don't have the apostrophe.
And I only joked about naming a character a name with 5 apostrophes in it.
Foundry decided to take you seriously.
Foundry does not have access to my microphone, currently.
It heard you over the computer screen.
It doesn't work that way.
Are you sure?
That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works. Okay,
I've loaded. I mean,
a bunch of rolls from Sen. If I press 1, 2, 3... for the D6s, and I press roll, I see dice roll. Okay, That's a 13. Even if we weren't doing IQ minus 3 or perception minus 3, that would be a failure.
Alas.
All of that work to fail, but we learned something, which is that I don't know how any of this works.
Oh, he's back. Starting point. Well, that's useful. Okay. So, Rand failed the vibes check, and Tooks made the vibes check. Ellie, if you're talking, I can't hear you. Okay, hear the...
She's rebooting.
I thought she'd gotten back on.
Oh.
It was not putting my audio through my headphones.
Oh. You couldn't hear us.
I could not hear you.
Well, now everybody can hear us. And Tooks made your vibe... You made the vibes check, right?
Yes.
Sen, did you make yours? There's so many rolls here. Just made the vibes. Okay. As Rand is describing this, the guys are they're not acting anything except sort of, we're trying to think if we might remember anyone like that, but they've got a spike of nervousness. A spike of the Ocriff. But no, they're just sort of going, no, we haven't seen any Jawas around here, my lord. Maybe across the street or something.
Oh, no.
Or down one of the alleys.
These were not Jawas, correct? The player is asking.
No. I mean, Antuxa had got a face description off of her. There's a word for it. Psychometry. Sen has made a psychometry roll also on the droids.
I'm more interested in what's going on here. Let's ignore that.
Okay.
They started giving off weird vibes. I picked those up. I'm not going to mess with the droids.
Okay.
All right. Well,
Ellie has fallen out of Foundry.
Ooh.
I'm going to clarify that no, these were definitely not Jawas, more likely children.
There's kids around here, my lord. There's plenty of kids and
Ran?
Yes.
Oh, let's wait a moment for Antuxa to return from the void.
Can't reset the internet again, this time by pulling the plug out of the wall. Oh my god.
Oh no.
Intermission. Does anyone want to should we be taking five to well intermission? But no, we need to. Oh no.
I'm gonna pause.
No.
And we're back after the technical difficulties. Actual technical difficulties, not the Tom Scott group. They're great.
Indeed.
But that's not an act we want to go after.
Right. And also I medicated the cat.
Intentionally. As prescribed.
Intentionally. As prescribed. Pretty much.
I feel
he has high blood pressure and he gets... Yeah.
I felt like that needed to be made as a clarification. Otherwise, I medicated the cat. What did you do? Well, I dropped a half pound of catnip in front of him.
No, actually, it's for his high blood pressure. He gets a squirt of specially compounded liquid that is allegedly beef flavored.
Allegedly, because he doesn't like it. That's not going in your mouth.
Well, I'm a vegetarian. I think beef tastes terrible anyway. That's why I'm a vegetarian.
And Sakana's
where were we?
Over
oh, yes.
Because he heard something about something being beef flavored.
Oh, no, Sakana.
And he is getting, he is on a diet for the vet said he is too round. So he might enjoy something that's beef flavored.
I don't think he'd enjoy this.
Well, he wouldn't enjoy it being squirted down his mouth, but he might enjoy it.
Yeah.
If he just got to, you know, if you just like put some of it in his bowl, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Well, what we do is Dickens gets the a Temptations seriously gushy, you know, the push-up treat, and he likes that, so.
Oh, Socket.
That's his reward for putting up with it.
Socket might like those in another setting entirely, but he's only ever seen them in the vet's office, so they are Temptations from the Devil. Isn't that right, little man? Anyway.
Speaking of people...
We were having a delightful conversation and failing vibe checks. And by failing vibe checks, I mean me personally.
Mm-hmm. Sen and Antuxa made the vibe checks because as you were describing the small children, they did a spike of alarm and now they're doing the, well, there's kids all over the place. Maybe it's them, my lord. And they're not telling you to go away, but but even Rand can probably get the impression that they are just a couple of regular people who look like they belong here, who are... They wish the Sith would go away.
I think I understand a few things. And I think that there Rand? Seems to be... yes?
Can I be helpful?
Always.
And Tuxa, you mind?
And Tuxa's invisible.
And Tuxa's not
I didn't realize that Antuxa was invisible.
Yeah, so I yes, imagine Antuxa's you would been not have asked for Antuxa's opinion.
Indeed. So, you guys.
Yes. They pause a moment to take in Sen's apprentice robes. I assume that Sen wears apprentice. Yeah, and go along, sort of a pause in, my lord.
So, here's the thing. Whoever you're not saying stuff for isn't right here. And I am.
And also, we don't care who they are. That's none of our business. People seem to think that Sith are out to get them. Well, some Sith are. I grant you that. But we have other things that we wish to be doing. And really, the only way you're going to acquire our ire... and really wish we weren't here, is if you get between us and our actual goals.
If you keep lying to us.
And you seem to...
At least they know about the heist. And Tuxa is staying invisible, and she's walking behind them while she's doing this.
Because invisible does not need to be silent.
Did you whisper something about the heist? Because I didn't catch all of it.
Heist. They know about the heist.
Let's see, where is that?
Are you rolling to see if they wore the brown pants today?
Pretty much, yeah. I'm looking for, there's their fright check. There's that fright check. Which one were you doing it to?
I was doing it loudly enough that probably I had intended it to be sort of a Doppler effect. Sen can probably hear me.
It's a stage whisper.
Yes.
They both roll the same thing, huh? Jerk and start looking around wildly. What? Heist?
Oh, did you not know?
Heist? What?
About the stolen honey brandy that belongs to a Sith Lord.
My lord, if that's what you want, we can find you some. We can find you some. My lord.
It's that we want a certain set of bottles, and we just need to know where they've gone. And also, there seem to be some people who might be in trouble that we'd like to not have them be in trouble.
The one who had been sitting on the ground doing most of the work on the speeder, the hover bike there, you know, stood up while being talked to by Sith, because sitting on the ground would be rude, and sort of, my lord, if you're saying that something got stolen from you and you've tracked it to this area, I know a guy who can find it for you. If you just give me a minute, I can go find him.
Oh, we didn't track the bottles to here. We tracked an individual to here. And you seem to think this place is full of people like that. But we're looking for that one.
I know the kids took the things.
And we're not entirely certain that they did so of their own volition.
You're looking for someone you think stole stuff. My lord, let me help. I know people. I know people who might know who you're looking for.
Point us in the right direction, then.
I'm not sure they'll catch up. I mean, they might run away from you, my lord.
They are.
No, they won't.
To try.
And Tuxa, you are seeking down. North and down. Sten has just gone invisible. Poof.
I don't think they're going to run away from me at all.
I think this is worth another fright check. Which, they're making, that one's making fright checks.
Then makes them make a fright check when they literally cannot perceive what Sen has done.
Except for turning invisible. Except for talking. Yeah, and now they can't find Sen.
They can't perceive what Sen has done.
Indeed. They're making it, but they are extremely nervous, and they're definitely nervous. You don't have to make your vibes check for this, but...
Look, if you can honestly say that you did not force some children to steal from a Sith Lord, then you don't have anything to worry about from us.
They exchange somewhat panicked looks, and... We would never steal from a Sith. No.
Well, I'm not entirely sure that people doing the stealing knew it belonged to a Sith Lord. There is that. Let's see. I'm going to roll Detect Lies.
Ew.
Just because I can see my rolls now. And I say that, and the roll didn't show up for me.
You made it by 2. Rolled a 12. Sorry, your skill is 12. You rolled a 10. You made it by 2.
Apparently this evening, the only thing Foundry is good for me is putting halos in over dubious people who probably don't deserve the halos. Mine's at a rakish angle.
You're right. He is assuring you that he knows nothing about stealing from things that might belong to a Sith Lord, and if you'll just let him run off, then... He will find somebody who can probably get you whatever it was back and find the person who took it.
Look, just...
You are, darlings. I see you've made some new friends.
Oh, we have. These individuals assure us that they had nothing to do with our current investigation, but are happy to point us in the right direction.
Oh, excellent. Would that be the direction of the basement to the north?
It's just... Number two. One of them, the one up who has not been talking, flinches at basement to the north.
Oh, you know something.
I keep saying you
shouldn't have any reason to be nervous. I'm not lying.
There's basements all... We all have basements.
Yes, but...
Why don't you look at it this way? You've got nothing to fear if you can give us a bigger fish to fry.
Ran is good cop, Sen is bad cop, and Tuxa is incredibly...
Really good cop.
Dada cop.
Dada. Well, no, the outfit you're wearing is Dada. I don't know what outfit you're wearing right now, but it's based on previous examples, your outfit is Dada. Are you looking up an outfit to share with us right now, Ellie?
No, I know what her outfit is.
Okay.
The person you're talking to says rather hoarsely, "He'll kill us. He'll kill me."
Is it someone, this person who will kill you, is it someone who you would be incredibly sad if something horrible happened to them?
You get the prey animal in headlights expression of someone who doesn't dare say yes. Or possibly doesn't dare say no either. So it's one of...
Let's put it this way. The three of us have protected people who were way more guilty than you from people who were way more scary than whoever's frightening you.
You do not get the impression that he is thinking well enough to believe you.
Ran was not entirely thinking that he would be believed, even if he's being 100% honest.
That's not convincing. Can I restate again? He's not here, and we are.
And you're gonna leave.
Are we?
He's gonna... Look, if you need somebody...
The other one leave.
Cuts in.
But we don't have to leave alone. Oh my gosh, we're going to pick up more strays, aren't we?
Maybe. I don't know.
And this time they're twins, according to their character icons.
No, I'm just using the same image.
Well, look at the CL from our game yesterday. They were four identical silhouettes. And none of them were actually blue.
Yeah, they didn't even have faces. They were greenish. Yeah, they'll do.
My loves. Are you being recorded right now?
Their expressions get even more panicked looking, but...
Do you know, if you're I'm asking an honest question. I'm not trying to trip you up or anything. In fact, I think it'll be to your advantage if you are.
My lord, says the one by the bike.
It's a fair
don't
point.
Think we're being the door's open. There might be cameras on the street or a...
Ran, can your, the player's forgotten the name of it.
Datapad?
Can your datapad make recordings?
Last I checked, I had cleared out all of the sand. Rand will not mention that he checks for sand daily.
Yeah, just like Antux, I won't drink wine.
And everyone double checks the buckets.
Were you people traumatized by the wine bottles with horrible things in them?
The players were not.
Okay. The players were not. The character definitely was.
Rand still smells swamp every now and then. On particular humid days, in particular.
Drummondcast is very humid.
He has had medical treatment to clean out his sinuses surgically multiple times. It doesn't help.
Rand, darling, would you then please record me with a very obvious unforged timestamp?
I started the recording when you asked if I could record.
Excellent. Then, my dears, we know that a group of children raided raided the train depot at the spaceport. We know that they took a bundle of toys and a batch of Alderanian honey brandy, among other things. We know that in order to do this, they hacked the cameras. We know that in order to do this, they hacked the droids that were supposed to be repairing the cameras. And frankly, I know where they are. If you help us, it is by saving me 5 minutes of time by showing me where the entrance to the basement is. But I knew all of this before I walked in the door. So you have told us nothing, and your master has no reason to be upset with you. I know that doesn't carry much weight with the Sith, but you may tell your master, and this recording will back it up, that he may come to me, and I shall make sure that he is given his proper compensation. Does that make you feel better? You can stop the recording now. We don't need that on the record.
I add additional notations to point out who is doing the speaking right now, because otherwise we just have this nameless voice saying, oh yes, come to me. This person who you don't know.
Yes.
I mean, presumably there's yes.
I am somewhat distinctive.
Also, I was pointing at the little webcam thing at Antuxa as Antuxa was saying this.
Yeah.
I was doing my best to get Antuxa good size. After all,
they're all good.
Oh, they're all good sides.
Well, when you're visible, yes. After all, she is wearing a floor length gold, what appears to be evening gown.
Yes. Oh, and elbow length gloves, although they're not in the picture.
And everyone remember that she is a red skinned pure blood to cis.
Yes.
Frankly, I don't think the gold is a very good idea when a typical attack move that you do is force lightning. Gold is a great conductor.
Yes, well.
But what does Rand know? He just throws things.
Uh-huh.
It's got a rubber lining, dear.
The gold is actually used to create a Faraday cage.
Yes, exactly.
A space Faraday cage.
So, does that make you feel better? All you would be doing is, like I said, saving me 5 minutes of looking around for a door.
Or, possibly, a significant amount of damage to this particular location, as we could just tear this place apart, quite literally, to get to the basement.
There's like load-bearing stuff, my lord, says the one near the bike who is making a certain furtive... He cannot hide these shut-up gestures he's making to the other one.
Some of you may die, but that is a risk I'm willing to take. That's not in character. That's...
Are you sure?
Rand,
she wouldn't actually say that out loud.
She's thinking it.
She's not quoting Farquaad because Space Farquaad doesn't exist. Anyway.
Rand is going to walk
over to the north wall and just stand there with a hand on his chin, looking around to see which things he should move first. I mean, there's the droids,
My lords, it's a wall. It's really a wall. There's no path.
You see
you gotta
a wall.
Go around the outside.
You see a wall. I see a door in the making.
Thank you. No, Rand, I've heard enough.
Oh, you never let me have my fun.
I promise. You'll get to have your fun very soon.
I'll hold you to that. Well.
Well, shall we go find this basement?
Let's go find the basement. I do transfer the recording over to whatever electronics they have that can handle that, so they have a copy. Well.
You airdrop it to their diagnostic laptop.
Something like that.
Yeah, the laptop there, you can airdrop it to that. It shows up on the list of nearby things to drop it to.
Thank you for officially not being helpful in the slightest and therefore causing no undue harm to yourselves in any way.
Indeed.
Have fun, you two.
And in all seriousness, if things do hit the fan, you know how to reach us. I included that information.
And Tuxa makes the call me gesture.
You know, you use holocoms all the time, so the call me is probably you turn your left hand upright as if you're holding your holocom and, like, tap the center or something.
Or hold your wrist up like you've got a wrist com on and tap it.
Yeah.
a gesture that is as alien to us as holding up a hand with pinky and thumb extended is to...
Gen Alpha.
Yes.
Yeah. They hold the little invisible square up to their ear, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, I don't even do that.
Hmm?
Whatever.
Sen, what was that?
I was saying, oh no, the call me gesture looks like the you're late gesture does to us.
Yep. Probably.
Well, I'd do the poking my palm, dear. A wrist comb would ruin the line of these gloves.
So you're going to leave them there and...
Yes.
Oh, and...
All right.
Oh, one last thing. If anyone does get super concerned, just let them know that it was a gift for Darth Chardonnay that they chose to steal.
You get the little ducking of head and... They're kind of concerned until you get out of the way. They don't know for sure if you are or are not going to snap their necks just out of, you know, Sithitude.
If I snapped everyone's neck, people wouldn't know that I can go around snapping necks. There'd be no witnesses.
Well, yeah, but yeah. Are you closing the door behind you?
Yes.
All right.
Although I imagine it's actually Rand doing it.
You did say I would get to have my fun. You promised.
I did. So, shall we go find this basement?
I
spent a lot of my time in basements recently.
Oh, better basements than swamps and deserts. And caves.
That's true. At least it's not a basement in a desert.
Or a basement
in a swamp.
So help me if this basement also has sand in it.
Or a pit of nope.
Are you running or strolling up along the street to get to the other side?
Strolling, I think.
Strolling looks pretty good.
Anyway.
Okay. Let me just...
Yes, dear.
I have a gift for you. Something for your collection. It's right over there.
Oh, dear. Is it now?
Another stuffed toy.
Why, yes.
Is it now?
Another stuffed toy over by... Okay, on the back side, it's basically a mirror of the front to some extent. There was another door over to the east that you didn't examine in the front, but this is the north side of the building. There's a large garage door. There's a smaller door next to it.
Who opened that?
Yeah, I was not expecting that door to open. If that door was open, I would not have casually walked past it that quickly.
It was not open at the time. Did someone open that?
It wasn't me.
I did not click on it.
Someone clicked it by accident. All right, I'm going to click it.
Oh, I think I may have accidentally hit my touchpad in a way it thought was a click while I was trying to.
I use telekinesis other to open every door.
No, that's a door. Don't let me through.
Yes, then I pick up the stuffed toy.
And then I tell everyone I was raised in a barn.
Okay. It's another little stuffed toy. It looks like this one looks like a green Twi'lek loth cat. It's a little hard to tell. It's wearing some interesting little bikini outfit that is suitable for children. It has a little mini skirt.
My bag is getting fuller and fuller. What do you suppose is inside? The door, I mean, not the bag. I know it's in the bag.
Sorry. Rand for a moment was wondering if he was going to have to come up with some type of comment that just played along with and took some being totally ignorant of the fact that there was a growing collection of stuffed anthropomorphic aliens.
have I got in my pockets?
A Chiss Lothcat agent and a lightsaber and possibly a candy bar for later. Actually, it's a trick question. I just realized you are wearing a dress that doesn't have pockets.
Possibly an overrobe for it. One never knows.
Well, I dare say Gollum never would have gotten that.
Space Gollum. Skull.
Space Gollum. Spollum. Shall we go inside and see what interesting things we can find? Like perhaps a staircase.
A staircase. And possibly more stuffed animals. And maybe what was the contents of a crate of honey brandy.
Hopefully they didn't drink it.
I hope not. They're children.
I meant the people ordering them around.
Well, that too.
Is the door locked?
Staying invisible, nope. By the way.
It is staying invisible. Okay. The door is... Which door are you opening, Ram?
I assume you're doing the small door that we're in front of, and I made my telekinesis other roll by 9. So if that's high enough or low enough, depending on... Well, it's GURPS rules, so low enough, whatever. I would ask if the door was locked. Does making it by 9 mean it's not locked?
It offers you no resistance as you open it.
Ah.
It was probably not locked. You're not. It isn't ripping through anything.
Well, there was a science comedian who told a joke about a superconductor at room temperature. It walked into a bar. The bartender said, "We don't serve superconductors in here." The superconductor at room temperature left with no resistance.
It opens up and there are some crates right there. Shall I read my description?
Please do.
Something like a mirror to the repair bay in the south-facing part of the building. The north room is primarily a garage for speeders, both the hover cycle style and some more enclosed one-person hover cars that have a little bubble up that protects one from the elements. A few crates are stacked partway in front of the human-sized door. You can edge around them. Between it and the stairs leading up to the next floor. Crates around the lower end of the stairs shield the stairs to the basement, which I think you're going to probably figure out that that's where it is. There's a small landing not shown beneath them. To the immediate east, there's a battered green chair with an ottoman. You people are poking around. Ran, you're going into another area. See, it has another number.
It's a crate maze, darling. I'd like to examine the open area before we continue.
I could make this an open
area. There's a curtain right there that shields that and, you know, great big industrial thing. There's a horrible green fainting couch that might once have been expensively tacky instead of just horrible. There's a little chair beyond that, and then there's a slightly pulled away large curtain, and there's more crates there to lie behind it. This ute might once have been an expensive, horrible, tacky ottoman, and now it's just old and horrible. Not an ottoman, fainting couch.
Since I can't see the others, I'm going to pull out my comm and say, I've found some stairs. They go down. I'm over here with the bikes and the mobile toilets.
They're apparently. Bubble... No!
What's
they're
behind
little...
this?
Well, you see crates.
There's also a cabinet.
Oh, yes, there's a little cabinet here. I was marveling at the detail of this map that we're on.
It's a very good map.
It is a very good map. Would you like to examine...
some assets I don't have.
Would you like to examine the crate maze? I can turn it into a straight run.
There's some little cubbies with doors, basically, on that thing that Sen is looking at. And Tuxa has failed force sense. There's too much distraction going on, clearly.
Well, now I know it's not Senani rowing. It's just me.
Oh.
Maybe it's the haunting thing.
Oh.
There's that presence again. Ran, yes, you walked past a crate that was covered in basically stacked up MREs. There's a trash bin. There's another one of those little cubby cabinet things. And you have found a whole bunch of beds.
What's the vintage of the MREs?
They look like, honestly, they haven't expired yet.
My word. These things were manufactured only 2 years ago. They're positively fresh. And Tuxa, Sen.
Yes, darling.
Come over here, please. If you don't mind.
I was going to go through cabinets.
Where is here, love? I can't see you.
Right on the other side of the crate maze. It's not a very big maze. Just past the MREs. You'll know that something is up because Ran is not giving more information about the MREs beyond I've gone past them.
There are a whole bunch of camp beds, basically. The sort of thing that get set up very quickly when soldiers have tents and whatnot. Some of them are of a newer and nicer vintage than the others. Some of them are in an attempt to be straight and orderly. Most of them are kind of, you know, helter-skelter, like on the map. There are more of the cabinet cubbies with their little, you know, swing open closed doors. There's some Sabbat cards on top of that one. There's more games and cards on another. Some of them appear to have like clothes and stuff tossed on top of them and or next to the, you know, cloth next to the beds.
What size clothes?
These clothes appear to be adult sized.
We found a small camp.
Ellie has privately
found some dice. Oh, I didn't intend that to be a self roll.
4 cents. Made it by exactly? What's the range on made it by exactly?
50 yards, and I'm not looking for the specific person. I'm just sensing anybody.
There are people downstairs, and there are people to the south.
Okay.
People to the south appear to be trying to be further south at a fairly, most of them a fairly good clip. There are people to the south.
Can I go through their filing cabinets now?
By all means.
Great, thanks.
Are they locked?
Apparently.
Clothes. You find some clothes. Like, you know, underwear, undershirts, pants, washing stuff. And Tuxa, detecting disturbances. You are not detecting any disturbances at this time. I mean, maybe some further away, larger in the distance, like, you know, somebody's doing something big over there. Oh no, what are they doing? Having a fight like three neighborhoods over? Maybe. It's Dromund Kaas. There are a lot of Sith on Dromund Kaas. Someone's probably doing something. Nothing nearby.
Who wants to open a door?
Am I still invisible?
If you've chosen to still be invisible, yeah. I assume you haven't done anything that's actually...
I don't think I've used the Force. I've just snuck around and rifled through things.
Okay. You've been just sort of sauntering around and stuff. Okay.
Saunter, saunter.
Okay.
Incidentally, I don't know what's going on, but I no longer see my dice. So, I'm just going to rely on you. I'm just going to rely on you to tell me. Like, I've still got Sinoni's last roll on my screen,
okay.
And I can't interact with the dice in any way. So I'm just...
Yeah, I see Sen's dice on my screen still, too. Reloading the page fixes it for a little bit, and then it goes back.
Huh.
The problem is persistent.
I think there might be something busted with the latest versions of Foundry.
Apostrophe back if...
You can put the apostrophe back.
Put the apostrophe back.
Well, I see your role, so...
Yeah, just let me know if I succeeded or failed.
I will.
Is this door mechanically locked or electronically locked?
That door is mechanically locked?
Well, I have some lockpicks and no skill in using them. So what's that roll again?
Which? Yeet?
No, the one to actually use lockpicks.
Ah, IQ minus 5, unless you want to have actually bought the skill at some point. And Tuxa makes 4 cents tremor in the force by 5.
Are there people behind that door?
There are some people behind that door, and there are some people to the southeast who are getting somewhat more south, as you sense. Yeah. But there are definitely people behind the door as well.
Okay.
I have not Rand, my roll.
You have not. Rand misses lockpicking by default by 3, which is not bad, actually.
Well, if
that's a 10.
And Tuxa is going to get out of the way.
By the way, these stairs, you can see underneath the stairs in both directions.
Okay.
So there's a little landing underneath them that is not shown on the map that then leads down further.
I am going to knock on the door. Hello, is anyone there? We found a stuffed animal outside and thought it might belong to somebody in here.
There is no response.
We do know someone is in there, and truth be told, I am somewhat concerned for your safety. If you are able to open the door, I do recommend that you do so. If you are unable to open the door, I am capable of doing so, but I fear that I will damage the structural integrity of the door. So if that's something you care about, and you can open the door, please do so.
If you are incapable of opening the door, blink twice. I have just realized the difficulty of my plan.
If you are incapable of opening the door, press 1. If you would like to speak to a representative, stay on the line.
There is a silence behind the door.
For Jawa, press 3.
Nope.
Well, I am going
to... How long are you going to wait there?
I am going to count to 20.
Okay.
Because I don't know how complicated the lock might be on their end. Having counted to 20, I am going to do forced entry, but I am going to do forced entry with the force. So it's force entry.
Oh.
I would like to set this door next to the doorway.
Okay. Give me a forced entry roll, and then give me your telekinesis other roll. And I am going to combine the results to determine how much damage.
Understanding that I don't care how much damage.
Well, you know. Okay, you made the force entry by 3. You made your yeet by 13, and that's still not a crit, because you rolled a 9.
And naturally, Ellie, with the one-liners, there was a terrible, ghastly silence. There was a terrible, ghastly noise. There was a terrible, ghastly silence. I fear that they will not be able to lock this door again.
Especially because what you have done is identified the weak spots in the door, the hinges in the lock area, and you have carefully, with your made by 13 telekinesis other, wrenched them into such a way that, well, you basically crimped the door slightly. It was metal, but apparently it wasn't that strong. And having crimped the door and pulled the hinges out, you may now open it and set it to one side as you desire.
What do you think, Sen? Do you think I might be able to deal with an Eldritch Abomination at this level?
No comment.
I'm working really hard on this. Oh.
There is a room.
There is a room, and there are several people who are laid out on couches.
There are a lot of couches in this room. There's a couple of rugs. They've clearly seen better days. The couches are all mismatched, and they're all old and stained, and there are some people lying on at least 3 of them.
Are they responding at all to the door being violently opened?
One of them is sort of staring at the ceiling and blinking slowly.
Rand,
make yourself a perception sense of smell, if you could.
Rand suspects recreational pharmaceuticals.
And Tuxa is rushing past Rand.
Yeah, it smells like various kinds of... It smells like a spice den, Rand. It smells like the sort of place where people get illicit things and, well, there's a couple of curtains over at the Far East. Antuxa, what are you doing?
Antuxa is apparently rolling first aid at default.
Okay. Are you capable of making the roll?
Oh, wow.
You rolled your first aid. You rolled a 5. Therefore, you have done your default, made it by 3.
Yes.
Congratulations. They're sober.
No.
I'm not trying to sober them up. I'm trying to, frankly, make sure they're alive.
This one is alive. She's... You put her into the proper position so that, you know, she's not going to choke herself.
Asphyxiate, right.
Yeah, etc. Alive, not particularly responsive. Sora goes, mum, mum, mum. You know, faint mumbles when you touch her. Pulse seems present, not hard to find. Maybe kind of slow. Eyes dilated, but...
Can I use force healing not for healing, but for purification?
I would think so. I would think that it's going... I suspect there's going to be a penalty. I am going to roll a die to see what the penalty is going to be for this particular one. Give me a force healing minus 5.
Okay. I will do my best.
Made the penalized force healing, healing others, by 2. You accelerate the processing of the drug through her body, and after some extreme twitching and, you know, sort of, she puts hand, oh, my head.
It'll be all right.
Dreaming? Dreaming? Your dream?
No, darling. Not a dream. You were dying from being poisoned.
What? How? My lord. I'm sorry. My lord, what happened? Where? But she tries to scramble to a sitting position and is looking around and is being very confused.
Rest easy on the formalities for now. And in the future, if you absolutely must take spice, make sure it's pure.
Hey, she looks like someone who is extremely confused and does not actually want to admit to taking spice. The stuff is illegal.
You aren't going to be punished. We are not lawmakers or law persons. Do I look like a law person? I'm an accountant, for goodness sake. We're not here for you. We discovered you incidentally. I just wanted to make sure you were all right.
I think so, my lord. Yes, it's supposed to be safe here, my lord.
Safe from what?
You know,
Oh, me.
No, I mean, maybe. I mean, but safe to take a nap here. It's got a good reputation.
Well,
they should invest in stronger doors.
Take some time and sober up. Your friends will... I have every reason to believe that your friends will come to in time.
Oh, they're not my friends. They're just other people.
Your fellow travelers, then.
Yeah.
And do see about fixing whatever it was that drove you to Spice, won't you? I know it's difficult these days, but...
Don't have a good job, my lord. Don't have any aptitudes.
Oh, everybody has aptitudes. We just have to find them. Now, I tell you what. Why don't you take this card, and when you're feeling good and sober, you go and talk to the person whose name is on this card and tell them that Antuxa sent you, and they will find you a job that fits your aptitudes and that you can do well.
That's what they said when I working in the production factory, my lord. Yes, my lord.
This isn't production. I assure you.
The difference between those two scenarios is Antuxa isn't lying to you.
Yes, my lord.
And I give her the card that I got from the security officer at the train station.
You have already run that card through your... Yeah, you have a copy of it. You know who the name is, and they're going to say, here, find this person a job. All right.
Yes.
Clever.
I would consider it a personal favor.
She nods and puts the card carefully in a pocket and just sort of sits there trying to figure out if she's sober.
Well,
Ran, I see you have some... Sen. Yeah. Go right ahead.
Sen, what are you up to? Invisibly still?
Yep.
I should put an invisible tag on your token.
I've been using stealth.
That's a reasonable one.
I'm assuming this is a curtain over here.
Those are, in fact, curtains.
So,
where is
that means it's safe to assume that they are not locked.
They are not locked, indeed.
Well.
You may push them aside.
Then I push them aside.
With your heat. Yes, I'm using
telekinesis other to push aside curtains. I have a hammer. These are nails. I'm using it.
They actually
are locked. That's not a particularly effective lock.
They might be locked, but with telekinesis other rolled and made a success by 11 and still not for long. Critting.
And still not critting. There's a narrow east-west hallway at the east end of it. There's a couple doors, one to the north, one to the south. North one appears to be closed. South one you think is open.
All right. I go past the curtains. One of them has a bunch of little padlocks all on one side and little scraps of fabric from the other curtain.
That's just a fringe. Oh, and there's also an empty chair that has been actually tipped sideways and is there.
Well, that seems very messy. I telekinesis other the chair to make it right side up and pushed over against the wall a bit more. You don't want it in the way.
Indeed.
If I keep doing this, you know I'm going to do a crit fail at some point. Law of averages says it's bound to happen eventually.
Law of averages. The GM just smiling.
And that will make this interesting. Well, more interesting. It's already interesting. So, with me walking, I saunter so that Sen is able to keep up without having to run and therefore being heard through footfalls.
Sen appreciates this.
Well, we didn't plan this out in advance. Rand is just assuming Sen is following him. He has no idea. So there's going to be a situation where Rand is in a room by himself, totally outnumbered, and they're like, you came in here all by yourself? What do you mean I came by myself? Friends? Sen?
Friends?
You're not actually... You're not here. You actually were not invisibly following me the whole time. Fine. Telekinesis other.
To the south.
Into the range of Entux's lightning storm. Because yes. Entuxa did actually follow Ran. He just thought it would be funny.
That sounds like Entuxa.
I award Ellie with one useless inspiration point because that's not how GURPS works.
To the south.
It's not how Cyphery works either, but probably not.
Anyway, there's a table with, coffee mugs and cheap food, pastry-type things. There's some chairs around. There's a rubbish bin. There's someone who is fleeing for the door to the south of that.
They're fleeing?
Male. They're fleeing.
Oh. I think...
And you're grabbing.
I would like to have a conversation with them. Could they come over here to the door, please?
Well, let's see. You made that by 12, but it is just not nice to not give... Let's see if they get out the door before you can grab them. Missed by 3. You have a floating person.
Very high. Their feet are... Like, if they move to be on their tiptoes, they can touch the floor.
Well, I made their fright check by about 8, so that's pretty impressive. Okay.
What was my perception there?
I'm scrolling. I do not see a perception roll.
Oh.
and took the. I heard dice, but I thought they were my dice.
I didn't actually roll it.
Oops. Well, give me a roll. Let's see if that works. I see dice now. Major purr by one. What are you seeking to purr?
I incline my head towards Sen and gesture toward the door. And yes, we should take another break.
Then, are you visible now or are you invisible still?
No, Sen is still invisible.
Dang.
That's what the perception roll was for.
Oh, you vaguely hear where Sen might be.
Being someone who abuses invisibility on a regular basis, I am familiar with the telltale signs of an invisible person. Also, I've been using Force Sense a lot.
Yeah. Also, this is your fellow apprentice. You actually know Sen's psychic signature reasonably well. Should we take a break now before you start interrogating people?
Yes, I think so. Let's take 5 minutes.
Let's take a short
break. And as usual, let's keep it to 15.
5 minute break, let's keep it to 15. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to pause now.
I stole that joke from West Wing, but...
It's yours now.
It's a great line, and I intend to abuse it.
Good artists borrow, great artists steal. We're back. And no shenaniganery happened at all. We may have shenaned, but we only did it once.
I'm wobbling my hand back and forth here.
I don't actually know if that shows up in recordings.
That probably will. It was loud enough.
Oh, sorry.
It was a soundboard thing.
Usually we only use the soundboard for... I have nothing.
Crash. Okay, Crash is back.
So, fun Crash. Fact, the soundboard button and the disconnect button are too close.
Are right next to each other. Yes, yes, they are. So, Ren has anti-gravitying some people over to him.
Just one.
One person. How fast are you pulling this person to you per second?
I want to move them expediently, but not in a way where I'm risking an impact doing damage.
Ren is miming pulling a rope toward himself.
Okay.
I'm making them do a slight detour around the chair rather than knocking it over, because it is not my intention to harm or unnecessarily terrify this person. The word unnecessarily.
I did notice that you put this other chair at attention. It would hardly be becoming of you to set another one at ease, as it were.
Fair point. Well, hello there, new friend. How are you doing?
Floating, my lord.
You look as if you were in a great hurry to be somewhere else. Why might you have suddenly decided to abandon this business establishment?
Forgot to pay my rent.
Oh, that would be a problem. I understand the need to make sure one's finances are always in order. I am an accountant, after all.
I will give you for free. I cannot actually do accents. Absolute shame. This person does not have an imperial accent. You are not familiar with whatever accent has. Accent this person might have, I believe. Maybe like Huts when they speak basic or something.
Also, when they said forgot to pay their rent, the assumption is that's a bold-faced lie. But also, I rolled detect lies and made it by 3.
It was, if not a lie, at least a quip. Mm-hmm. And not meant to be... It was not, you think, the truth.
It was I am going to present a story. Please follow along with the story. We'll all smile and nod and have a good time separately.
Mm-hmm.
And pretend this never happened. Please?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to keep you too long from your vigorous paying of the mortgage. Or rent, or whatever. But I would like to know a few things. And the player is totally blanking on what things Rand wants to know.
Well, there are other PCs. They might be able to... And Tuxa, idly examining her fingernails, and says she, with great elegance.
You see...
Do you know, I think this person might be terrified of us.
Us? but we're the friendliest people here.
The person was nodding at when Antuxa said that.
We haven't threatened
anyone. Antuxa has not, despite the line of sight issues, Antuxa has not entered the line of sight of the door.
Ah, well, whoever said it, there's... Someone has said this. The man heard it. He is nodding. He could maybe see, yeah.
We haven't threatened anyone. We haven't harmed anyone.
Yes, but I think our mere existence might be scary. And, well, this person knows what a Sith can do in the full flame of their power. And they should probably be inclined to answer any questions we have. After all, he can only see one of us.
Well, you always have been the people.
Who knows who's out there rounding up his accomplices as we speak? Isn't that right, Ran?
Well, was Ran informed that there were people who were also running to the south very quickly?
I would have communicated this, okay. Yes.
Oh, you mean the compatriots who are very quickly heading to the south?
Yes. Why, I imagine our friends are picking them up right about now.
Can you people give me acting roles? People who are acting here.
Ran is being totally honest, because no one expects it.
And Tuxa makes her roll.
Okay. Ran can see the person that he is holding wince.
And, you know, in situations like this, the person who talks first often gets the best deal.
And the ones who were running to the south didn't have anything to say, which means...
Isn't that right?
I don't know anything, sir. Ma'am.
That is a shame, because if we end up knowing more than you do, we don't really have a need for you to be our friend.
You haven't...
Now, we don't need to make threats, Ran. After all, it's... Antuxa waves a gold-gloved hand over the doorway.
And took some mind tricks made by five. Okay, let's...
We're all friends here. And they want... This person wants to tell us everything they know.
They were born 19 years ago. It was a Tuesday.
I yeah, of course I do, ma'am. I'm... Want to be helpful. Supposed to be helpful around here. That's what the boss says. And I can't... I'm just a little bit surprised, that's all. Friends, do I have to be floating? It's really disconcerting, ma'am. And
No, of course not. Ran, will you set them on their feet, please? Don't let them go anywhere, of course, but...
Well, yes.
You don't have to be floating, of course.
They have had a bit of a fright. I'm just going to make sure they're steady.
Of course.
Yeah. Appreciate that, sir. Appreciate that. I don't,
So
yeah, it's everybody. I don't know what was going on. Somebody just said there was a raid. We had to leave real quick. That's all. Didn't know what was going on.
Raid.
I was having a nap. Yeah.
Raid.
We're just trying.
Should we leave?
I think we can handle any raid that's on this property.
Oh, good.
But we were just coming in search of some children. We want to make sure they're okay. We caught them on camera, and we tracked them here, and we just wanted to make sure that they were being kept well.
Oh, yeah, of course. They got food and shelter. Yeah, they're fine. They're fine, ma'am.
And they're all downstairs.
He goes peering around, trying to peer around the doorway at Antuxa.
Antuxa beams and waves a hand.
Oh, wow. What? One of you... Like Lord Rayam. Wow, okay.
Exactly like.
Exactly?
Oh, not exactly. Not exactly. I'm very friendly.
Yeah, you're
friendly. I like people.
Yeah, he didn't like people. That's why he's not a, bigger player around here.
That's very understandable. He's, some of us enjoy the company of other people, and some of us just want to be alone.
And, yeah.
Well, as long as we know that the children are well kept and that you are being dealt with fairly by Lord Rayam, then I don't see any reason to keep you here. You can go about your business, and you are being dealt with fairly by Lord Rayum.
Well, yeah, the boss says so.
The boss?
Yeah.
Does he have a name? I don't think I've met him. I would Boss Firebrand. I would so be delighted to make his acquaintance. Of course, I don't expect you to introduce us. You have been through enough. I will seek him out on my own.
Okay.
Please don't believe that you are in any trouble or that we expect anything more. Is that right, Ran? We don't expect anything more of them?
Well, I do have a favor to ask. A bit more information.
Of course.
Yes, it's one
I have question. Been monopolizing this conversation.
Well, you, like I said, you are our people person. So here's the thing. A gift that we were due to give Darth Chardonnay this evening, and it was mistakenly acquired and moved away from its destination.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
We're given to understand that someone took the wrong package, the wrong luggage from the spaceport depot. It's an understandable mistake. They all look alike.
Yes. And sometimes one might open up a package and take the contents out, thinking that the contents were what they actually wanted. Alderaanian honey brandy. You wouldn't know anything about that, would you?
I can go check if it's under the bar right next to me if you want.
No, we're perfectly capable. We're perfectly capable. If you don't know offhand, then don't worry about it. I assure you.
So it's expensive booze, huh?
Yeah, expensive booze meant as a gift for a Sith Lord.
Ooh.
And we certainly wouldn't want anyone to get in trouble over it.
The Darths are the really high up ones, right? Right.
Yes.
Yes.
It would be a shame if Darth Chardonnay was informed that his gift was actually misplaced. He might expect some individuals to come and find it, who are not as friendly as we are.
Okay, if it's booze, it might be under the counter here.
From the looks of that counter, I don't think that counter's large enough to have it. Am I right?
No, it got taken out. It's 24 bottles.
Okay.
If I recall correctly.
You have a little bartender droid here.
Yes. Yes, there's a bartender droid.
A four-armed bartender droid.
Mm-hmm.
They
could have been stacked along under there. What will it be, sir?
Don't prepare
anything, darling.
But I am curious. Do you have any Alderaanian honey brandy in stock?
Let me see, sir. It ducks down and starts scanning things there.
There was one bottle left.
Okay, yes.
All of the other people are away from that doorway. Would you mind opening the other one, please?
This one?
Yes, thank you so much.
The door
has found
to the hallway has inexplicably closed. Odd.
The door to the north appears to be the fresher. There's a sink. There's a trash can. There are three little stalls with industrial instead of doors. A fresher. The toilets.
You're cutting out.
We suddenly find ourselves in a house that's been decorated for a winter holiday.
It seems to be a fresher.
Ah, well, nothing important in there then, I think.
Check for hearts.
Take the staircase.
Yes, if you wouldn't mind.
Right,
Ran. The droid is not finding any honey brandy.
Ah. So,
Sen is going to split the party by going off looking for the staircase, which I believe was over this way somewhere.
Yep. You can go either way. The stairs are underneath those stairs. There's stairs lead up, and there are stairs down.
Okay. And Tessa does not intend to allow the party to be split for very long.
Okay.
Rand doesn't intend
to allow it
for very long either.
All right, you're heading down. I am going to put you on pause while we handle You're one third of the party. The two thirds are up here. And,
indeed, I don't mind.
Okay. And
Rand's understanding is the honey brandy is not here. The droid doesn't know anything about it. This guy doesn't know anything about it. Is that correct?
He doesn't know anything about it, and it might have gone to one of the lieutenants. They might be hanging on to it to sell.
Well, that would be very bad, because if they sold it, then they'd have to go and get it back.
Well, yeah, but, you know, might be Alu, but don't know. He might be, or somebody, boss might be hanging on to it to, like, you know, bribe somebody who really needs bribing.
He might be able to bribe Darth Chardonnay.
I mean, it's his gift, so. Yeah, that might be a good idea. Yeah, sure.
Actually, it might be better if Darth Chardonnay never learned that something was stolen from him by making sure that we got it back.
I don't think it's in with the stuff for our that we're hanging on to. I mean, if it might be upstairs, it might be in the basement.
Well, thank you so much. You've been very helpful, and we've kept you far longer than you initially wanted to be delayed. So,
indeed.
Yeah, I should
thank you so much for your time.
So
you should
Everyone else was
well. If you catch up with your friends, be careful not to let them know what you said, because you know otherwise they might have some very odd ideas about who we were and whether you were cooperating with us. So
yeah, the Khaleesi's are pretty weird. So are the Shadaras.
Well,
yeah, I bet.
Is it quite all right if he shares the information that we're making sure a gift for Darth Chardonnay is properly returned?
Oh, of course. Of course.
After all, we wouldn't want a Darth to be upset.
No.
Nah.
Of course we wouldn't.
No, we're trying not to bother the Darths.
Yes. Matter of fact, this particular Darth might ask us to return here and not be friendly. And that would be a shame. Everyone's been so
right.
Nice. You can just say that we were looking for some missing merchandise for a Darth of one of the major spheres of influence. And, well, you didn't tell us anything that we didn't already know.
Okay.
So thank you for your time.
You're welcome, ma'am.
I let go of him about 2 minutes ago.
He will start wandering off towards the south door.
How long before that mind trick wears off?
Oh, a scene or two. Don't worry about it. That's the fresher. You can ignore that.
Hey, when you gotta go.
Unless you really want another bucket of vomit.
No, no. And it wasn't a vomit in the bucket.
I know, but I'm refused to think about where the vomit actually was.
So, you're headed to the basement?
Yes, where Sen already is and is having adventures.
Without you.
The nerve.
Okay.
And Tuxa and Ran aren't actually here.
Indeed, but you have to have...
However, several twins of the person we just interrogated are.
Actually, that's an interesting question. Let me see if people are, because there was, in fact, enough time that some people were...
Look, the one we were just talking to
that
was
there
Darryl.
Was a raid.
Down here was his other brother, Darryl.
Yes, that's an interesting question. Are there people down here?
Well, Rand sees a
toll. I don't know. Are there people down here?
Let me just move a few people around. I'm going to spacebar. So, okay. Everyone was told to do the thing. Are people doing the thing? Not all of them. Are you doing the thing?
Not
no, you're not
the
doing the thing. The thing. Okay, Bran, I'm putting you back.
Also,
you aren't here yet.
Also, we have a Guinness record for world's largest stovetop.
Possibly.
Although
you know, okay, I'm going to give a description here, and I suspect it's 9 o'clock. Probably be messing with at this. So let's just. Sen has gone down for invisibly. There's a. Wow, it's a basement. It's big. There's a whole bunch of large industrial cabinets up against one. There's some chairs facing the stairs up against There's a jumble of cabinets that are not actually in a nice good line, sort of blocking off some stuff east. There's interesting machinery that looks like the world's largest, supposed to be sculpture icons that I repurposed. So there's another chair. There's some fast food just standing and occasionally tapping at a screen board on the fascinating large machine. And as you come down the stairs, you notice that there are a couple stuffed toys there. And how about that being a reasonable place to end it, if you don't mind?
Works for me.
Sen, are you okay with that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. In that case, let's end it there. Thank you all for playing. Thank everyone for listening. Tonight we've had Crash, Neo, and have a book.
Elizabeth, it's books.
Ellie, you did that on purpose.
That's me. It's me. And I couldn't even tell.
Eo's mom writes books.
At ElizabethMcCoy.com. And speaking of websites,
you can get all of our podcasts at AaronBSmith.com/cogwheel. You can follow us on the Fediverse by pointing your web browser at is.AaronBSmith.com/@cogwheel. And you can support us on Patreon by going to patreon.com/cogwheelgaming and joining other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shenshen, Walter, Liv Droman, and Patron Emeritus Cindy.
And until next time, this is Beth saying,
it's all right. We gotta be quiet. What if they'll help? No, they won't help us. You know they won't. Be quiet. Night, everyone.
Clearly, they have all left. No one is here. Well, we should probably head back upstairs. Stomping on the stairs without actually going up.
Stomp, 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 stomp.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.